Blog Talk Radio. blessings. You're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the divorce detox featuring the Queen of Four herself. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, or to check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/CWTQupdate. All right, everybody, I hope your weekend was great and that you all had a restful and wonderful rejuvenating time. Our monthly yoga pose for this month, which is March, is the seated forward bend, which calms the brain and helps to relieve stress and mild depression. It stretches the spine, shoulders, and hamstrings, stimulates the liver, kidneys, ovaries, and the uterus, improves digestion, helps to relieve symptoms of menopause and menstrual discomfort, soothes the headache and anxiety, reduces fatigue, is also great for high blood pressure, infertility, insomnia, and reduces obesity, as well as cures many other diseases. So that's a great monthly yoga pose. Again, that's the seated forward bend, and you can check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, which will allow you to be able to go and check that out and learn how to do it yourself. So you should add that into your monthly yoga routine. All right. Our little weekly affirmation for this week is, I am consciously working towards all my goals. As I become successful, I give even more to others. I understand the principles of gratitude and prosperity, and I manifest my energy with diligence and live a happy and fulfilling life. Ashe. You can find those and so many more affirmations on the Facebook of Conversations with the Queen. We do upload those just about every day. So you should go over there and definitely check those out. We've been making them into memes lately. It seems to be very popular. So definitely that is something that you want to make sure that you go and check out. All right, without further ado, we're going to bring on our co-host first, and then we will bring on the Queen. Peace, Nels. Are you on the line?
Peace, Tay. I am.
Peace, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Great. Well, you know, we have a packed house tonight, and I'm sure they didn't call in to hear us talk about how we're doing. So let's bring on the Queen herself. Queen of Four, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Peace, Queen.
Peace and blessings.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really wonderful. I'm in Detroit right now, and we're just finishing up our pendulum workshop for our leadership program here in Detroit. So everything is well. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And for those who are not familiar with Queen of Four, and if you're not, I know why you're here, but you need to get familiar with her. Queen of Four is a legendary holistic author, healer, and entrepreneur. She is like one of the first holistic books I've ever picked up in my life. Like, I literally grew up with Heal Thyself in my house. So, you know, you've been a big influence on me and what I've been able to accomplish. And I'm just so glad that you're here on the show to speak about this important topic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opening of the way to share.
You're very, very welcome. So, for those who might not be familiar, what is the divorce detox?
The divorce detox. Wow, that is a powerful vibration that came through, because someone's saying, well, wow, what is a divorce detox, and do I need to detox?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have relationships that we've carried in our hearts and in our wombs and on our backs and in our hips. We're carrying our relationships with us even though we have ended a relationship, we haven't released ourselves of that relationship. And you can tell when you haven't released yourself of the relationship, because when you think of the relationship, you're still angry at it, him, her. You're still getting headaches from it. You're still, your pressure's still up from it. When you think about the person, you get upset, you get angry. So that relationship is still in your body, even though it might have ended months ago or even years ago. You're carrying the poison of the relationship as opposed to carrying the lessons and the blessings that comes from the knowledge. So the divorce detox is necessary, because many women are carrying fibroid tumors because they're still carrying the relationship in their wombs. They're having heavy bleeding and chronic PMS because they're carrying the pain of the relationship in their wombs. Men are carrying the pain of the relationship, and they get headaches, and they get low back pains, and they get impotency and prostate, enlarged prostate, because of the hurt and the unresolved issues that are from the relationship. So in order to actually go into a new relationship, because many times when one finishes the relationship, they want to go into one immediately after.
Yes.
They want to. They don't take a break to learn from it, to grow from it, to discover themselves or their lessons or their new self that is striving to emerge. So they need to detox, release, because it's really about releasing. It's about learning. It's about renewing. And that is how you come into a state of detoxing from the experience. And so it becomes a positive experience. It becomes an opportunity for renewal. Without going through the divorce detox, you can carry that relationship that was ended years ago into your grave. You know, our mothers did that. They might have ended relationships, but they held on to that, and it carried them out of here. It carried them into stress zones. So we want to not carry the burdens of our relationships with us and cause mental, emotional, and physical breakdowns as a result. So
yes,
it's time for a detox.
Okay. So how does the detox itself work?
Well, first you have to recognize what was the reason that you left the relationship, and what were you to learn from the relationship? So that's your first question. In the midst of departing a relationship, you have to then reflect, why did I go into it? What state of mind was I in when I was in that relationship that brought me to that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What am I carrying from my parents that I'm recycling the relationships? What am I carrying from the other relationship that may be actually shaping the relationship I just came out of? And so if you don't ask these questions and take time to get the answers, then you're going to repeat the same relationship. You may change the outfit. They may change their job. You may change the look, but it's still the same relationship. And so until you go through a cleansing and a renewal and a regenerative state, you will continue that relationship again and again. How do you begin also? So you reflect. The first step is reflection, to observe and to look at where you are and what state were you in when you created that relationship. The relationship is a mirror. And African, we created the first mirror. And the base of the mirror was the guardian of Heteru, which is self-love. So when you're looking in that mirror, you're actually looking at your divinity. You're looking at your strength. You're looking at the soul of who you are. So when you look outside of yourself in a form of a mate, you're looking at your mirror. So don't be mad at your reflection. Just learn to grow from what you're seeing. Because every relationship, every lesson is a blessing, because every lesson is a teaching. It shows you what you did not do for yourself, what you did do for yourself, what you did not think of yourself of doing. It will reveal to you who you are, how you have grown, or how you have declined, or how much you have overcome. Every relationship is showing you something about yourself. And so every level of relationships, you get a chance to grow. So in that process, how do you also overcome? Is you have to raise your frequency. Our body is made up of five elements.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold one minute? I would like to get a little bit of water. Could
okay.
you just breathe? Everyone breathe with me four times. I'm just going to get a little bit of water. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. All right. While she's getting that water, I'm going to just take a little moment and listen to some nice soothing meditation.
Okay, that's a blessing because that's the air element. And so I grabbed some organic apple cider vinegar. And you can also do this at home to raise your frequency. And you put a teaspoon of cider vinegar in your water or lemon juice and take a sip like I'm doing now. And that raises the breath. The body is made up of, that's the breath, that's the life force. The elements in the body reflects your relationships. The higher your energy feel, the higher your relationships. The lower your energy feel, the lower your relationships. If your body is made up of air, as it is, ether, which is consciousness, your thoughts, if they're on a low level, do not get a mate. Because you're just going to get a mate who is needy, who is frustrated, who's in pain, who wants to get back at somebody, because that is the frequency that you've been that you've carried that brought that energy elemental into your life to gain lessons from. So you want to make sure that your consciousness is up on high. And how do you do that? Is that you start to clean your mind out, rise up early at 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's between 4 and 6. That's when your melanin is at the strongest point. And that's when you can really hear the voice of the Most High within you, giving you guidance and protection. And so during that time, you want to say, what was my lesson here? Why did that mate come in? And what ended the relationship? What am I to do? What's the message for me here? And you're going to receive. You're going to receive a book of knowledge about yourself. And then you can then research all the relationships and start to see what is the common thread here. What's the common ground that leads me to these relationships beginning and ending with pain or sorrow or I feel distraught? You want to end that cycle. And so the ether, the consciousness, is what you want to start to feed through rising up early and tuning yourself in, asking the question spiritually with a meditation, with a breath, and connect. The next thing is your air element. The air element, if you eat a lot of junk and cloggy foods, when women or men are stressed out, they don't eat grapes and oranges and apples to raise their frequency. They go for the cakes and the cookies and the sweet things because they want sweetness in life. They want the ice cream. They want the nurturing. They want the milk. They want the nurturing, the malted drinks. They want that nurturing and that creamy milk from they would get from their mother to nurture them back so they don't feel unloved or uncared for. So you don't take that, you're robbed from your own life force. So you do your breath work, you take your lemon water, you take your cider vinegar and water, and you invert. So when you lay down every night, sunrise and sunset, you're inverting the body, allowing the blood to flow down the legs into the crown, and to open up your mind, to begin to feed, because we walk standing upright on a daily basis. And so we go, our energy goes down to our legs and down to our feet. But when you invert, you bring the energy back into your consciousness, and you begin to function on a higher level in your frequency. So this air and doing deep breathing exercises throughout and eating live foods that cause more energy to flow through the body and more consciousness, more awareness. Fire, ether, air, fire. Fire is your blood. If your blood is, for example, your blood pressure is high, it's usually high because you're angry. High because you've been angry for a long time. And so the anger causes the pollution in the blood. But don't be angry because you had teachers. Your mate, past or present, is a teacher. It's one of the many teachers that come into your life. So as a teacher, learn from your teacher what you should or should not be doing. Even though my teacher doesn't know how to give. I give all the time. My teacher doesn't give. My mate is not giving. That's, I serve and it's not reciprocity. Then there's probably something you're not giving to yourself. And they're giving you a clue that you need to go within and discover yourself. And so when the relationship ends, you don't go into another relationship quickly and fall into the same situation. You begin to say, I'm going to take time to pamper myself. I'm going to take my healing baths. I'm going to take my juices. I'm going to take walks. I'm going to do my journaling. So you have a beautiful, intimate relationship with yourself. And automatically your blood pressure goes down because your blood becomes clean. And you don't want to get a relationship with someone and your blood is congested or if it's toxic. Because what will come out of that relationship after the honeymoon period is over is violence, is arguing, is quick to anger. That's what comes out when the blood is impure. And just like if the air is stifled, then what comes out is you're not living to your fullest expansion of yourself in the relationship. You feel stifled. You feel suppressed one to another. And you may feel that you're giving that person so much, they feel suppressed from you too. So it's a ebb and flow. And so then you have the next element, fire, water. Well, water is, your body's made of 75% water. So how do you get your emotions balanced out? Because water is your emotions. Well, you can go to the ocean and give up all of your hurt and your anger. Give up all of your pain and your frustration. But you can also take the ocean into your home and give yourself a healing bath and soak away the pain and the suffering. And take 3 baths a week. That's a basic. And put in 2 pounds of Epsom salt. Put on a blue candle for inner peace, or a lavender candle for higher consciousness, or a green candle that the heart may heal, or a white candle for clarity, so that your love will flow and that you will begin to reflect a greater self of yourself. So that water will pull away the pain and the agony of the relationship being leaving you feel like you left less than who you are, as opposed to greater. Every relationship should make you greater. Every relationship should make you greater. And then you have the final element that has to be put into balance. Of course, 8 glasses of water would be good, along with bathing in the water and taking some fresh juice. But then you have the earth element. The earth element is eat from the garden. If we live in the garden and we consume from the garden, that's your plants, that's your salads, that's your green soups, your vegetables, that's your fresh fruit, that's your flower essences, that's your healing waters, that's your wheatgrass. If you start to live from the garden, then all of your elements begin to heal. And now you have to give yourself time. I say give yourself 4 seasons. They say, oh my gosh, 4 seasons without a mate? Well, the mate is an issue because you haven't made it enough with yourself, with your highest self, with your strongest self, with your most radiant self. And so if you can get to your greatest radiance, then you don't have to worry about who is going to come, when they're going to come. They're going to come right on time. But you got to clean your house out. You can't carry just the pain of the relationship. And one of the things that we do is from the time we're little children, whatever we didn't get from our mothers or our fathers, we end up marrying that person. We date them as teenagers, and they shock us. And then they become young men and women, and then they're there again because we haven't learned. We didn't figure it out. And then we have children, and then we have divorce because we really didn't understand and we didn't heal from our parents. And one of the things you have to do is you have to go back to your parents and you have to say thank you. And that's what you have to do for every relationship. You have to say thank you. I mean, I've had 3 marriages, very brilliant men. My father was brilliant. My father worked all the time, so I didn't see a lot of him. But he worked all the time, and he loved us a whole lot, particularly me being the only daughter. But all the men they had one thing in common. They were freedom fighters for our people in their own way, and they were brilliant. But I knew when my cycle was over with each one, and I was able to recognize it and thank each one in my own way. But the one that had the greatest impact that I feel in my life was my most recent one. And when I was about to say our last goodbyes, my spirit told me, go back and go to him. And spirit said, kiss him on his first eye, who's Ucha, the all-seeing eye, and to say, look at him in his face and say, thank you. Thank you for the 18 years. I didn't go into conversation. I just said, thank you. Thank you for everything. Because if you don't know how to say thank you, then you're going to repeat the same cycle again anyway. And so everything has its seasons. The spring is coming. But the season is, winter won't last forever. Spring is coming. But don't get so comfortable with spring because summer has to come. And don't get so comfortable with summer that that's all there is to life. There's going to be fall, depending on where you are in the world. And then there's going to be winter, and spring is going to come back again. Which means that we go through the cycles of life, and we are growing with each cycle. And so just as we have relationships, they come into our lives, and they are our blessings. And they give us a chance to see where we are, where are our strengths, where are our weaknesses, what are we made up of, what did we call on, what are our fears. Record that. That is information that can actually grow you into a lotus blossom. And there's two symbols that will help one. These are African symbols. One symbol of love to me is the symbol of Ma'at. Ma'at, a whole civilization from ancient Kemet, our African land, was based on the principle of Ma'at. Ma'at means balance, truth, righteousness, and harmony, and reciprocity. And the symbol is a scale. On one side of the scale is the heart, and the other side is the feather. And it says to us, our ancestors tell us, that our hearts have to become as light as feathers. But you say, that man treated me wrong. That woman was this. And you go through that. And black women will say, all black men are the same. And all black men say, black women are evil. You know, we label each other as what it is. But it's just your own previous experiences. So how do you get new experiences? You got to become new. You got to stop playing those same tapes that your grandmother and grandfather did when they was angry, upset. You got to have new tapes. So one of the images is you have to purge your own heart. And every day you have to say, I am. And then at the end of the day, you are now affirming that I am. Did you do all that you were to do for that day, for yourself, for your development, for your body, mind, and spiritual upliftment? Because it's going to show up in your relationships. And before you go into a new relationship, you must detox from that relationship. You know when you detox? When you're no longer angry, when your heart is light. When you think about that person and you no longer are angry at them, that's when you have detoxed. And how long will that take? Well, some, they could do it on a 21-day detox. We have a spring cleaning coming up on Thursday. Some may need a whole season because it hit them that heavy. Some may need four seasons. So when you think about that person, you say, wow, what did I learn from that person? What did I learn not to do because of that relationship? And even if it was a violent relationship and you got out by the threat of your own beingness, that you have to say, well, what was I not doing for myself that I can now do for myself? Because there's no guilt either. It's no guilt. It's no shame. It's just a recognizing what came out of this and what lessons. There's some good that came out of it. There's some lessons that came out of it. And if you learn that, then your heart can become lighter. And heal thyself, I say, every lesson is a blessing. And as you receive the lessons, you receive the gift of the blessing. That is the spirit of Ma'at. A whole civilization was based on Ma'at. Your home, your economics, your children, your everything, the government, a whole civilization on the principle of a light heart and a still heart. Do you have a still heart when you think about all the relationships? You may need to do a relationship detox from three relationships that you still carried, and they all became one relationship.
Exactly.
You have to say, wait a minute, I'm still mad at the other two. You've got backpacks and suitcases of pain and anguish. You got to open up those bags and clean them. You know, every now and again, we clean out our bags. It feels so good. You got to clean out those bags and let them
like
go.
Like Erykah Badu said, bag lady. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was in that film that she did, that little vignette. So, yeah, we're carrying all these bags around us, and those bags are what's holding us down and giving us heart attacks. That's the disease of this is a heart attack. The disease is a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has a sudden death. That's the disease. Someone becoming numb. The body shuts down. That's a disease out of not detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
A tumor growing. Heavy bleeding and clotting. Watch what happened after the relationship ended. You still carried it with you.
Yeah.
And it shows up. The other symbol is the lotus. And the lotus says this, out of the mud, this is an ancient African symbol, out of the mud comes forth the lotus. Inside of the mud, even things look muddy and heavy in your life, and you're closed in. That one little seed is all you need to get you up and out. And so that seed, you have, in order for it to blossom, you got to water, you got to fast, you got to cleanse, you got to purify. And as you're elevating, the relationship is changing. And as it comes through, it starts to grow through the water symbolically, and it comes to the top of the water, and it opens up and it blossoms. And the sun is shining upon this lotus blossom, which is you, and a woman and a man. And so there was a test that Dr. Jewel Pulcrum had sent me a test from a group of scientists to talk about this lotus blossom. Why is it extraordinary? Mm-hmm. And that this lotus blossom appears in various spiritual disciplines, but it initiated itself and foundated in ancient African culture. And the scientists put dirt and grease on the various lotus blossoms. And in just in a few minutes, the dirt and the grease came together into a ball, and it would roll off. And they would not see not a touch of the soil on it. It was blossom, it's pure. So our ancestors tell us that as we purify and cleanse and lift up ourselves, that we can overcome whatever trauma, whatever drama, whatever pain that we've carried, not only from us, but through our mothers. We're cleaning up our mother's and father's bloodline through our shift and our change. Because I know in many houses, a lot of our training is in the kitchen with unhappy women, mad at the father, you know, mad at the husband, mad at your father, mad at the uncles, mad, and the women are just mad. And so the little girls are growing up while they're getting their hair done and while they're getting food, and the little boys are growing up in that, and they're hearing all the stories. And these stories are teaching them what is and what is not, what is a woman and what is a man, and what is what you can expect from each other. If it's nothing, then you'll get nothing. So watch the words we say. We say in our ancient languages, hekau, speak words of power, words of healing, and words of medicine. If you want a great relationship, you must speak it even in your toxic state of overcoming it. So you going through that toxic release, say, I give thanks for my future. I give thanks and praise that I'm being reborn, I'm being restored, I'm being purified right now. So rather than just lay on the floor crying and falling apart, you say, I'm on this floor, and I'm here, and I'm not in a mental ward, and I'm not, you know, getting ready to get surgery, but I'm here with myself. And you crawl to the tub and you run that hot water, and you take your stones and your crystals and you whatever you have, and you light a candle if you have it. If not, you put some hot water in, and you just get in that tub and you say, I let go, I release today, and I'm so grateful for my new beginning. So I would say that turn divorce into a time of transformation. Change the words. It's a time of transformation. It's a joyous time. It's a powerful time. If you have decided to let go, and you're letting go, and then it's time for you to detox and detox. Otherwise, don't leave that relationship, because you're going to go into the same relationship is going to come again anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work with those symbols of the lotus consciousness, out of the mud comes forth the lotus man, the lotus woman. And if you work with this, the concept of the philosophy of Ma'at, and you come into balance, and every day you pray for a calm heart, for a still heart, you might see that person's name show up, and your heart tightens up. Or someone might mention, or you see, you know, when you're free, when you see that same person in the street, you can say, greetings, how are you doing, and keep moving. Or you may say a few words. But when you're, like, running across the street, hiding from each other, that means you're still in that relationship. And it's important that we heal this up, because our children are subjected to it, you know. And some are adults, and they already know that. Their parents, they split up, and then the children are in a state of pain and agony because it was fighting. And not the husband nor wife went through a divorce detox. Because when you go through a divorce detox, you're no longer angry. You're no longer bitter. You no longer want to get back. You no one on fight over the children. As long as you're keeping the children away and you're battling with each other, you're still attached to that relationship. You're really still in the same home. And then some people are in a relationship that's in the home, and the relationship is already dead. It died years ago. He's sleeping in one room and she's sleeping in another room. So then they say, well, I'm keeping it for the children. Well, the children are watching you have an unsuccessful relationship. And they're learning that's how they should be married. They should be married in isolation, and they will follow in your footprints. So it's important to whatever the relationship is that you come into your state of harmony and balance and peace. And the quicker you can get there, the better for your children, for yourself, for your past, and for the present and for the future relationships that will come into your path.
Very true. Well, we have 55 minutes left on the live stream. And I would like to invite everybody who is with us in the chat room to join us also on the call line. We will be having a Q&A session shortly with the Queen. But before we get into that, I would like to play these set of commercials and take a short commercial break. So we will get right into that.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole-body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formulas. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase weight loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.InsideBodyByConcier.com. That's www.InsideBodyByConcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email conciergethoughts@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/HealEyeSelf. That's HealEyeSelf. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke.
1, 2, 1, 2.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional
Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Welcome back, and you're listening into Conversations with the Queen. And we are here live with Queen of Four discussing the divorce detox. She has just bestowed us with so much great information on how to purge ourselves from the negative thought processes and the low frequencies of the issues that we've dealt with in certain relationships, and really gave us a lot of useful information on what we can do to help ourselves to move forward. So, Queen of Four, what do you feel are the biggest mistakes people are making when it comes to trying to move forward from relationships?
The biggest mistakes when they're trying to come out of it, move forward with it, because it, you know, when you say moving forward, it can be coming, it's two different ways of moving forward. You can stay in a relationship. Well, let me just go from what I'm hearing. There's two ways. If you're in a relationship, you can move forward in that relationship. It could be on one treadmill of a toxic relationship, and because you as a mate, as a couple, you began to purify, began to heal. There's a woman that came in today. She's taking the training here in Detroit. And her husband, I asked each person who came, I said, so tell me, why are you here? What do you want to accomplish? It's my first time seeing some of them. And besides teleconference. And so he came up and he said, I'm here because of my wife. She made me come. And now that I'm on it, I can't get off it because I'm feeling such a big difference in my life. But she was my inspiration. And then she came up and she said, well, I made that happen because I, the people in my family, we live long lives. And with this healing on top of it, I'm going to live till I'm 150. You know, she just feels that way. And she says, I don't want to get older and I don't have a companion. So I got to make sure he's healthy. So even if it was going in a toxic way, she got control of that, and she says, oh, no, I want healthy in my, I want a healthy relationship. So she was the one that said, okay, let's reestablish, let's realign, let's begin to purify, let's begin to let go of some of our issues, let's talk some of this stuff through. So that means the relationship was going in a certain level, kind of downstream, because she was going up. And she said, I want my companion to be with me. So that relationship now can just keep blossoming. If she kept going and she went without him, it would break the relationship. And what ends up happening, the woman usually will bend and go back to the toxic and lifestyle that they had before, which would take them out anyway. Then the other piece that I see is a lot of women who have come to see me and men who started to clean up, they look so more appealing to the opposite sex. And so all of a sudden, they are so desirable because they're so radiant and they're so vibrant. But even in that, well, the one who's done all the cleansing, masculine or feminine, they start to do the healing. They go into the relationship. Because that relationship did not harmonize itself first, they had two different lives. They didn't harmonize themselves and establish a lifestyle that they can live with in harmony and peace. So then she or he started to go downstream. Now, the one who was coming into the relationship, they're going to improve because they're having more salads and they're taking healing baths. They're doing more to keep them, to sustain them. But the one that's already on a certain high level, that one is now starting to eat more fried foods and more microwaving and starting to get short patient because they're falling away from their path of wellness. So I see that it's lifestyle. You have to live a common lifestyle and a healthy lifestyle to keep a healthy lifestyle. And so that's one big piece. And then if you're ending a relationship, then just end it. Don't keep it going into the next relationship. Because if you take time out, you can see patterns. You can see certain patterns that happen. If you go back to about three or four relationships back, you'll see there's a certain state of mind you're in. There was a certain thing you were needing and craving in your life. There was certain foods you were eating. There were certain lessons you had not learned. So there's a number of things that was happening to you at that time that brought that relationship. You didn't do your self-inventory. So without doing self-inventory, self-reflection, self-detox, and cleansing, you repeat that relationship again. So the relationship, it's a never-ending wheel, and you want to not repeat the cycle.
Very, very true. So
Do you have any last things that you want to wrap up about the divorce detox? Anything that we didn't get a chance to touch on before we move forward into the Q&A session?
Mm-hmm. Yes. In divorce detox, the main thing is don't divorce yourself from yourself. Don't say and cut yourself off from living because the person hurt or the person made you feel sad about yourself or less than yourself or broke your heart or all of that. Don't divorce from yourself. Hold on to yourself. And remember when the relationship was beautiful. There was a point that it was beautiful, that it was yielding, that it was giving, that your endorphins were flying and soaring, that there was peace. There was great vision. There was great promise. Remember that because that's what you saw a glimpse of that light. You can get more light. Just hold on to that original plan. Go back to the plan and embellish it now because you've learned some things since that. You learned some things that you didn't quite get clear about. You learned self-discovery. But so whatever you do, engage in your transformation. So not necessarily you're going to look at it as a first level. It's a divorce detox you're going through. And in order to go through it fully, you go through a period from a detox into a state of transformation. And in our ancient path, there was the symbol for transformation is Kepara. And that in order to really grow, you have to transform. And in your transformation, you get a chance to see your next level. You get a chance to be excited about where and how much you have grown. So get excited about having the divorce detox so that you don't carry any more blemishes of the relationship. You don't carry any more hardships. You don't carry any more misgivings. You don't carry the tragedy of it. You're just like, wow, I'm a wise man. I'm a wise woman from that relationship. And you thank them. Just say thank you. Thank you for whatever you gave me, whatever lessons I've learned. And even if the one who you just released from cannot do it and they don't say it, it's okay. It's really about you. You make that journey. You make that step. And in that, you don't attract the same. You attract yourself on a higher level. So every round, you go higher and higher, just like the step pyramid that Imhotep built, step pyramid. You get the chance to step up. Okay, I got that. Now you go in your 30s. The 20-year-old relationship you had when you was in your 20s is a different relationship. The relationship you had as a teenager is a different, more enlightening relationship. So you get a chance to take up yourself up the steps of life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, that was an awesome piece of information that you just shared with us. Is there any events, projects, anything like that that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Yes. Well, yes. It's just, you know, I'm hearing your tone. I just want to thank you for your sweet, never-attuned tone.
It's thank
lovely.
You.
I'm vibing on it. Yeah. Well, yes. On the 20th, our spring renewal time. This is 2013, 2012. It was the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And every time there's an ending, and look at this as an ending of a divorce, of a relationship, of a new beginning, even of a relationship that you're in right now, that you need to divorce from that attitude you have and wake up in the morning and say, I love you, thank you, I appreciate you, let's start all over. That's the relationship you have a choice to make. You have choices every day. And so what we have coming up on the 20th is a 21-day soul detox, and that one can come in from four levels. You can come in on a flexitarian level, and the flexitarian level is one who's eating chicken and fish, organic, in the middle of the day, but supported with a whole lot of greens and fresh fruits and fresh vegetables and organic foods and water and healing baths and our formulas. So that no one has to be left out as they're transitioning out of the toxic flesh food, fried food, microwave, late night, toxic eating. So it's a bridge that most of our mothers and fathers may be on, and they can come in. And then that's the beginner's level. Then you have the intermediate level, those who are vegetarians. You can come and do a 21-day detox as a vegetarian, and you may move right on into it from the flexitarian into a vegetarian. Then you'll have your beans. You can cook your beans and your peas and your lentils, but you're also having your whole grains that you can soak. You don't have to cook them, and I'll teach that over through a teleconference teaching. And then you can have, of course, your salads and your formulas and your healing baths and your juicing and your kidney liver flush. And then the third level is your advanced level, and that is also going to be 21 days of live food eating. Everything is cooked by the sun, and we'll talk about recipes from the live food kitchen. And that means you're eating, everything is charging you. All your foods are charging you and waking up all your tissues and your cells, and your frequency is rising up very rapidly. And then the most advanced level are those who are going to take 21 days of juice fasting. It's a therapeutic fast, so you'll be on not just water, but green juices specific to your body needs and fruit juices specific to your body needs with your water, with your kidney liver flush and your master herb and so on. So those are four levels, so everyone can come together. I will be, for those who purchase their 21-day detox kit, they are able to get the four workshops as a gift. And getting those four workshops as a gift, they'll be getting their kit. It's a 21-day detox kit, and that would include your three bottles of your Green Life nutritional formula to repair the memory, the bloodstream, the immune system, the bones, the joints. So all the systems are being repaired. And that's what aging is. Aging is actually the body deteriorating. So now we're rebuilding. And then you get the master herbal to detox. Disease is two things, either malnourishment or toxicity. So if you can address malnourishment and toxicity, then the body can overcome. The high blood pressure can be stable. The diabetic count that's up can go down and get off of that diabetic roller coaster. If you're suffering from hypertension or obesity, when you balance out those two elements of toxicity and nourishment, then you're not going to overeat. You'll eat in balance. And then you get your colon ease. I was a colon therapist for about 15 years, so I have two formulas to flush out the old waste from the colon. So there's waste in the colon from late-night eating and eating toxic foods and fast foods and all of that. And so by cleaning out the colon reflects the whole body. From the ascending colon, the right side, that is your head. So headaches, loss of hearing, loss of sight, vision, sinus congestion is in the ascending colon on the right side. We clean that out. The transverse, that controls the trunk, from thyroid issues to heart palpitations to kidney and liver disorders. The transverse, the colon cleanses that out. Then you have the reproductive organs from the left side. You clean that out. And then the legs, if you have varicose veins or swollen ankles, that is cleansed. Then you have the rejuvenation clay in your kit for aches and pains and swelling. And for those who have arthritis or inflammation, it's wonderful as a clay pad. And then you have your breath of life for ear, eye, nose, congestion, and clearing out the sinus. So the kit works on the entire anatomy at one time to restore all the systems all together. Along with your kit, you get a consultation manual. So the manual lays out your roadmap, your menu plan, your healthy shopping, your wellness morning, what that looks like, you check off, did you get all your work in, your wellness midday, and your wellness evening. So you strategically heal yourself. So if one starts off with 10 health issues, which the average person sees me has 10 to 20 different issues, but if out of 108 issues that I might ask you about in the first workshop, and you have 5 of those or 10 of those, after your 21 days, 50% of those are gone, and the other 50%, they're less up, they're less challenging, the pressure is going down and so on. So along with that, you get the two charts. The two charts that I offer, which one is the 8 pyramids of wellness, where food is energy and food is frequency. And those who are going through a relationship, a divorce detox, on any level, ending a job, whatever you are holding on to that is not supportive of you, that is not nurturing you, then it's time to detox anyhow. And so by getting the 8 pyramids of wellness, you actually see where the food is on the lowest frequency of your fats and oils, of your calcium, of your sweets, of your proteins, of your carbs, of your beverages, of your fruits. So on every level, there is a disease on the very bottom of that food that is really a non-food. And so I give you a list of alternatives so that you no longer bring harm to the body, but wellness. So that is a 21-day detox kit that is supported. Now, the two books that go with that that you would purchase outside the kit would be what this work is based on is The City of Wellness, Restoring Your Health to the Seven Kitchens of Consciousness, where food is medicine. And so those kitchens I have from the International Soul Food Kitchen, based on, these are all based on the chakra system and energy field that's in your body. The original term for the chakra is an African term, which is arit. And these Indians continue the teachings, and they call them chakras. And these energy wheels of light, they, when they are reactivated, we have this dynamic power. Science have already said that we're functioning on 10%, maybe 15% of our genius, of our power. What happens when we turn that around and start functioning 50, 90 to 100% level? We become superhuman beings. And then the whole planet has shifted. When we become who we truly are, we're no longer in prison, we're no longer slaves, we're no longer abusing ourselves and attracting toxic relationships. Because as you heal yourself, your whole environment, your whole family, your whole city begins to change. We change the world. Mm-hmm. And this is our 21-day
detox. We do also have Alicia on the line, and she wants to give out your contact information and everything like that so everybody can get informed.
Wonderful. Alicia, thank you. Wellness Pharmacy. Greetings, my beloved queen. How are you?
This feels normal.
Give thanks and praise. Well, the yes, divorce detox was absolutely amazing, as it always is. I am so thankful for the teachings that I get from my wonderful, wonderful spiritual mother and spiritual leader. You have been amazing yet again. And we are so excited about inviting anyone into our divorce detox for the single, divorced, married, separated, widowed, whatever situation you find yourself in emotionally, this is the detox for you. Queen just went over everything that comes in the detox kit, but actually being able to release those emotions. Nobody talks to us about, after a breakup, how to release those emotions. So we go from relationship to relationship to relationship, filled with emotions. We are the bag lady. So if you are interested in finally doing your four seasons and getting rid of all of that baggage that's up in you so that you can attract that person that's dedicated to your highest and wisest, text me at 404-401-7448. That's 404-401-7448. And just put in divorce detox, key in your name and email address, and I will contact you so we can set up a pre-purchase consultation with Queen so that she can go over everything with you, make sure that you are physically and mentally and emotionally ready to take the detox and get your kit purchased and shipped right on out to you. So, again, text me two ways at either 404-401-7448, 404-401-7448. Key in the word divorce detox along with your name and email address, and we will set you up with a pre-purchase consultation. And on that same call, you will be able to purchase your kit, and you will be able to get in on the 21-day detox that Queen is doing that begins this Thursday. She's going to be giving away 8 hours worth of free teachings in order to help you get rid of that baggage. She'll also invite you to the Seasons of Wellness, which is going to be a 12-week detox that she's going to be doing that'll go from June 21st until September 13th. That is going to be amazing. That's going to be when you have gone from relationship to relationship to relationship, and you did not stop. I always heard the older people say, which was not complete wisdom as I got older, that you replaced Johnny with Bill and Bill with Sam. The best way to get over Sam is with Carl, you know, and that was
not the best wisdom, but many of us have just kept it going like that. So please text me at 404-401-7448, or you can dial 72727 and key in the word key in 21-day detox, and I'll know that we heard it there on the show tonight. But if you do the 404-401-7448, just put in divorce detox, your name and your email address. Oh, they're already doing it. Give thanks. And we're going to help you to purge. I already see we've done this before, and the testimonies that came in, because Queen also has a show on Wednesday nights on Blog Talk, and we read the testimonials on there. And we have had sisters that were on the verge of actually giving up. They were giving up on wanting to be with men. They had decided they were just going to be celibate the rest of their lives because of all of the hurt and pain. And after hearing the words of the divorce detox and actually signing up for the detox, they now are able to get on that road of recovery and go forth, because there's no better relationship than the love of yourself. Thank you so much for giving me the chance to share, Queen. You are amazing.
You are amazing. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you for being my inspiration for the divorce detox. After about 120 tune-ups of just speaking to everyone one after the next, she was seeing sudden patterns. And so that vision of divorce detox came from Alicia. She's a genius. So, but I know that she was drinking juices and master tonic and living the natural
green
lifestyle.
Green juices. Everything was green.
Everything.
Yes, ma'am.
So we give thanks for the vibration. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us, Alicia. Is there any other information you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Queen is doing an amazing cruise with Elder Dick Gregory. We are so excited. It is going to be the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise. Oh, my gosh. So we've got Elder Dick Gregory and we've got Queen. Queen's going to be doing her Kemetic Womb Yoga at the top of the ship every morning. It's going to be amazing. She's also going to be doing an ancestor ritual in the waters while we're in Nassau. Now, while we're in Cocoa Key, which is also in the Bahamas. The significance of that is that we are not only giving thanks and praise for their lives, but it's actually going to be us giving thanks because they met a watery grave, so they did not get a chance to be properly buried. And so as Queen goes forth and as the ancestors give her what to do to close that chapter out properly, if you can imagine the vibration that's going to rise throughout the Bahamas and throughout the United States, because we are actually closing that chapter for people who were not properly honored. So we cannot wait for you all to, you know, come and join. We have so many people that are coming, it's not even funny. If you're interested in joining the cruise, it is over the fall equinox, and it is the Feast of Gratitude. We've got celebrity chef Tassili Ma'at, who owns the Tassili's Raw Reality in Atlanta, Georgia. She is actually going to be preparing vegan and raw food throughout the whole cruise every night at dinner. It comes with the package. You can text me again, 404-401-7448, and simply key in the word cruise, your name and email address, and we will shoot you out a flyer. Or you can text 72727 and key in the word cruise. Either way, we will get that to you. Also, if you are interested in bringing Queen Afua to your local area, we have had offers from Africa and a whole lot now from Africa. We've had out of the 50 states there, we've gotten requests from 12 over the last weekend, as well as the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean, and Europe. So if you are interested in bringing Queen and having her come and do her SOS womb campaign, that is what she has going on now. SOS stands for Save Our Sisters' Wombs, and that is a worldwide campaign. Queen will come to your city. She will teach a four-hour class. That the first part is called womb knitting, and that is a natural alternative to partial and full hysterectomies as a result of fibroids and any womb issues. So she teaches that class. You get certified in those courses. These are the prerequisite classes that are required to join her Queen of Fools Wellness Institute. And then there's an hour break, and then it's a beautiful, beautiful second session that is so dear to my heart and to the hearts of many, many sisters, and it's called Healing, Healing from Post-Abortion Stress Disorder. A lot of people had abortions 20, 30 years ago in high school, in junior high school, in college, got up off of a table and kept walking. And never, ever dealt with the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, as well as financial ramifications of it all. So what Queen does is she goes through no condemnation whatsoever. What's done is done. When you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
But when you have been left with that type of situation, then somebody's got to come and help you to heal from the ramifications of it. And so this is one of the things that she comes to the city and teaches. She also has an option for you to do a comedic womb yoga pre-certification class, which is amazing. So if you'd like to have Queen come to your city, email me. Email me. And when I say Queen come to your city, not, oh, I think it'd be great for Queen to come. But if you would like to be an organizer to bring together 20 women, which is the requirement for her to come to your city. And it doesn't matter if you only have one stoplight or if you're a big city like we're here in Brooklyn. She is willing to come. Just give me an email at Alisha, A-L-I-S-H-A, at Queen of Fua, Q-U-E-E-N-A-F as in fruit, U-A.com. Alisha at Queen of Fua.com. Just let me know. I'm interested in bringing Queen to my city. This is my city. Let me know what to do. I'll get that to you as well if you're interested in the comedic yoga, comedic womb yoga certification to become a teacher. If you would like to teach comedic womb yoga to women, you also have the opportunity to organize other women and to teach that and to have that class taught by Queen. Again, 20 is the magic number. Email me again at Alisha at queenofua.com. Let me know that you are interested and that you'd like to organize women so that Queen will come to your city. It's a weekend, so it's Friday evening from 7 to 10, and then Saturday from 9 to 6, and then you do a recital at the end, which is off the hook. So by the end of that time period, you will have learned all 108 poses, be thorough, and be able to explain from the walls of Kemet and from the glyphs exactly why you're doing those poses, and be ready to teach women. So it is intensive. Queen is nothing to play with. I have taken the classes under her and took a nap immediately afterwards. So it is something that is deep, but it will take you there, and you will see such a difference in your womb. So, again, Alisha at queenofua.com to have Queen come to your city for the cruise, for the divorce detox. Text me at 404-401-7448, and we will get you taken care of.
All right. Sounds awesome and wonderful. I also made sure that all the information that you gave over the air was also in the chat room while you were talking, so everybody can check out the information there as well. All right. Thank you, Alisha, for coming on and sharing that information with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alisha. Magnificent.
Thank you, Queen.
All right. At this time, we'd like to encourage anybody who has a comment or question to call in with your comments or questions. We do only have 20 minutes left on the live stream, but I'll see how many questions we get and we can take it from there. All right, so the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you'll be able to ask your question. We do have one caller who's been waiting very patiently for actually about an hour now.
Oh.
So this caller from the 804 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, as well, sis. My name is Tina, and I represent one of the groups on Facebook, Young Mothers of the Move. Got a kind of funny that I actually tuned into the show tonight because I actually got your invitation. You always send me invites, and I was like, okay, I was too busy in the group. So in time I got a chance to tune in tonight. The only question that I have is, like, I pretty much got enlightened about the whole conversation about divorce and what people go through. It's just, and it's something that I kind of talk about in most of my other groups as well. The only thing I have to think about is family-wise. Like, if you've had, like, past family members that probably did you wrong or something like that, or just mistrust or misguidance going on in your family, I mean, how would you be able to deal with that or take on that or how to overcome it?
Okay, give me the last sentence. Put a cap on it and ask me one line of question. How would you be able to overcome
mistrust or y'all not getting along or just like, because that's mostly what's going on in people's families, what I've seen from the outside.
So you mean, okay, and usually children are involved. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Children
are
involved. Yeah. Because if the children are not involved, most people just move on and they just, in their quiet space, just stay hurt and wounded. But when children are involved, then the womb just permeates and it lasts because you have not healed. So the back and forth, even just to have a visit from one parent to the next parent, is stressful. And many times we think that the children don't get it. They don't get the pain because we're not talking out loud in front of them, maybe, but they can feel. They watch body language. They watch how our breathing patterns. They watch how you'll look at each other when the children are handed back and forth. So all of that stuff that's inside the heart of man and the heart of woman, it's going to show up in the child. And then what happens is, because of all that anger and frustration and pain that everybody feels justified in keeping it alive, when they become teenagers, that's when it shows up. All the stuff shows up. They're quiet when they're little many times. But once they get about 12, 13 years old, that's when so children's stuff starts coming out. But it's not really the children's stuff comes out. It's actually the divorce that really didn't purge itself and didn't grow from it. So one of the ways is you can't necessarily change the other person. And not initially. You can be an example, though. But if you say, okay, I know about wellness and healing, start with yourself. And that's why I said do a 21-day detox, cleanse, get off of the flesh, get off of the junk, start loving yourself, cry out, you know, the hurt, the pain, the disappointments. Then ask questions. Why did I come in this relationship? What was I gaining from this? Why did I create this from the other relationship? It's like the same relationship. So when you start asking some of those questions, you start to get clarity. And you realize that it's not the person to blame, nor it is to you to blame. What it is you have to learn the lesson. So if you can get into your own personal divorce detox yourself, that creates a calm relationship so they don't have both parents angry and vexed. Because you understand, if I carry this anger and vex, I'm killing my child. I'm killing them of the chance to have a whole life. I'm killing them a chance of being free from the rage and anger that I've been feeling. So if you love your child enough, you want to clean up your own heart. You want to go back to your parents and say, I appreciate whatever you did or did not do. Don't want to carry that sickness through all the generations. It can stop with you. By you doing that, over time, the mate that you have will also start to shift because you're not coming angry. They start not being so angry because you're not bad for bad attitude. There, you can keep saying, "Well, you did this to me." Well, then you keep doing that, and you're going to keep the family sick, and you'll never come out of it. But you can. So that's what I say: is look at yourself, take full responsibility for your creation. Take that this is your creation that you create. You can create wellness. You can create disease. You can create unity. You can create separation. You can create anything. The relationship was created because of you. You created the relationship. And so now knowing that this is your creation, you don't have to be sad by it. You can just say, what can I do now to create a healthy relationship with myself? The outer relationship is just an extension of the inner relationship. So heal thyself.
Basically, yeah, that's kind of funny because it comes in my mind right now as the chapter in the Holy Quran. It says, and I think it's one of the chapters 45. I guess I'm not sure right off, but it says we are a creator of what we create. Which means if you create heaven, you create heaven. Mm. on your own. But if you create hell for yourself, that's basically what it is. And it's kind of funny because I read the chapter this week and it did say that.
Wonderful. Powerful. So that lets us know that we can create a new life. And so if our children are caught up in that, and we, you know, our children are an extension of us. So if they're in pain, we're in pain. If we're in pain, they're in pain. Your mate is in pain. So who ends that? The healer. The healer. Who's going to be the healer in the relationship? The one who takes the high road. You're the one. You're chosen. If you're on this call, you're the one chosen. You can't say, well, when he does the right thing or when she does the right thing, then I'm going to change. You may not. That may not happen this lifetime. But if you make the shift, you give space for the healing to take place.
Very true. All right. Well, I hope that answered your question. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Peace. All right. We have another caller on the line. Caller from 301 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. With Queen of Four, do you have any comments or questions? Peace. Caller from the 301 area code.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, peace, everyone. This is Tama from the Womb Sauna.
Wonderful.
And I'm just enjoying this call. Thank you so much for offering it to us. I really have been so blessed having been someone that's gone through a divorce. So it's such a blessing to hear this information being offered.
Thanks. Give thanks and praise.
My question is this. When you are dealing with the spiritual detox,
mm-hmm.
of a divorce, for example, you know, let's say you're a woman who you had all these dreams, babies, ideas attached to that relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you put in a lot of spiritual work to try mm-hmm. to manifest those things to that relationship. What is the best way to retain balance once you release that and move on spiritually from all of that spiritual work
mm-hmm.
that you put into the relationship?
Rise up early. That's the quickest way to hear the new direction, because it's a new direction. It's even a different way that you were going to do it that only would come if with the shift. Because if you created something in stress and in turmoil, it didn't start off in stress and turmoil. That's why you was excited about creating together. It's like creating a baby, creating a vision, creating a work, a book. It's still creation. But then there's a shift that happens in this creation story. And so you need to be connected to what is the Most High trying to show me in this new creation, because this is going to be a new creation. So how do you hear that? How do you tune into your melanin conversation, to that, as they say, interconsciousness, Christ conscious, God, Kaola, Dumare conscious, Jehovah, Allah conscious? You get up at that 4 o'clock when your melanin is pouring out of you, and you ask, which direction do I take? And relax. Sit with some lemon water, some tea. Take a nice bath, come out of it, just sit and be still. Breathe in, breathe out, and just ask, what direction am I to take now? And just write, they're called channeling, write what comes out your consciousness. You may see one line. The next day you come back, you may see a whole paragraph. Next thing you know, you see a whole page. It just keeps showing up more and more. It's being revealed to you. Oh, my gosh, so this is what I was holding back. In the relationship, sometimes you don't come into your fullness because you were holding back some of this stuff. And so the relationship mm-hmm. was part of the blockage of the full vision coming to the surface. So there's no lost. And that my point is there's no loss whatsoever. So don't feel like, oh, my gosh, we built this all together. Well, now you're building something greater and better. And you may both, I don't know exactly how you've assembled that relationship. In mine, I wrote the book Sacred Woman, who was a historical editor or a historical presenter of that. That was Sunil Agrawal's Masay Patah. So inside of that, I still teach the work, Sacred Woman. He can still do the rings that we have, and he can still teach Kemah 101. He can teach. So the trainings, everything still continues. The work still continues. The lessons are still there. And so you'll find your way, and so you'll be getting your download, but you have to go through a purge to get that. You got to go through a 21-day or a 42 or a season or a Four Seasons to detox. That's the whole detox process. And in that, as you're cleaning out, though, simultaneously you're getting the new download of what you should do and how you should do it and how it should manifest and the new booklet that's going to come out of you or the new DVD or the new type of workshop that's a little different. And then what you do is then you start copywriting. You start owning all of your work so that it becomes your new work, your new body of work.
Wow, that was so powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. I want you to give everybody the information to your womb sauna workshops because those are very powerful too.
Oh, thank you, sis. So first, I just want to honor Queen of Four. You're the reason I'm smoking womb. This very
because
of the work you've done. So I just need to honor you and thank you because it helped me heal my womb and release that work for other women. So I just want to honor you. The website is thewombsauna.com, and we host monthly webinars to help women have different modalities to heal themselves as well. And so just connect to the website, and you'll see all of the updates there. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share that. And it's thewombsauna.com.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for having it.
No problem. All right. We do have 10 minutes left on the live stream. Again, I want to emphasize, if you have any comments or questions, do raise your hand now because in like 2 minutes, you probably won't be able to get through. So, Nels, do you have any last questions for the queen? Anything that you would like to add on to the conversation?
Last question. Yeah, I actually do. But I would like to give praises to the Most High because he knew I needed this more than anything, so I'm ever so grateful. My question is, sometimes we feel that when we leave a relationship with someone, we kind of don't leave on negative terms. We leave on, I guess you could say, somewhat speaking terms to the point where we can coexist and I might not or they might not have any malice towards each other. But my question is, even in that, where they may feel that they don't, you know, have any anger towards that person, how much more important is it still to do the divorce detox, even though there may not be feelings of anger towards that person?
Well, when you're coming out of a relationship, that means that you're ready to make a transformation. But you have to know which direction are you to take. It's a very important, that time in between a relationship is a full living time. It's not like, oh gosh, I don't have a mate. What am I going to do? I don't have a mate. It's not that. What it is I'm in a state of transformation. I am growing. I'm expanding. I'm learning. I'm getting my new download, my new lessons that I'm to walk on. What is my path? What does this relationship ending mean in my new beginning? So because it is a new beginning, you've got to know where you're beginning to go. How are you going to womb-nifest or manifest your new beginning? So that you want to know. So whether you say, you know what, this, thank you, but, you know, it's not fulfilling. It's not giving me what I need or whatever. It could be very calm departure, but then you have to get closer to yourself. And so this is a time of transformation that you're calling on, that Kepra, that transformation inside of you. And there's this giant Kepra I'm seeing from when I went to Kemet a few times. And it's like it's the size of a human body, someone 5 foot tall. And Kepra represents transformation, but Kepra was facing the waters that you would come, and initially would come and bathe in those waters. And then they would wrap themselves in white gauze, and then oils would be put on them. And, you know, oils are to elevate the consciousness and balance out the emotions, and the white wrapping of the gauze would represent transformation and purification. And then from there, they would go into a small room, very small, and on some of the walls, it would show a sign of Kepra, which transformation, and it would show also the sign of the feather, which is Ma'at. And so you would be there for 3 days fasting and purifying. So you've used the elements. That's what you're to do in between. What we want in between is actually a time of transformation. That's what you're doing. You're going, and if your 3 days is a season, your 3 days is 21 days, or if yours is four seasons, you go inside and you make yourself a new being. You make yourself a radiant being more than ever before. So who you come into connection with as you go forward and you're growing is that they now are coming to higher ground because you're coming to higher ground. And you're even more in harmony, and you have more things that you feel like you have in common, and there's more power and there's more joy. And you thought the last one in this beginning was one of this is that much, but it won't be long, short-lived. It'll be everlasting.
That's awesome. Okay.
So I hope that answers your question now.
My questions really have been answered all night, so I'm pretty good.
Yes, yes.
Can I just say something about comfort food?
Mm-hmm.
Just comfort food. Because people are eating, women are, and men are eating cakes and pies and cookies and stuff for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
We also have relationships that we lock into for comfort. And so if it doesn't, usually comfort foods means you're getting something that's not comforting to your system, but you take it anyway because that's what you know. And so sometimes we're locked into relationships or states of mind because that's what we know, that's what we were raised on. But so it's time to go of those so-called comforts and really get a true comfort with yourself because yourself is reflected in who you attract and bring into your life. So the closer that you are to yourself, the more sacred, the more loving, the more supportive of your own self that you are to you, the more pure comfort you will receive in the relationships that you bring into your life.
Great information. Thank you for sharing that. We do have one last caller from the 508 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Sister Queen.
Peace.
And peace, my beloved Queen Mother.
Peace.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you. I call for myself, and I'm also calling on behalf of my mother because I do love her. Her parents recently divorced after a 20-year marriage, and I know I was raised to be pure, the purest vessel that there is. I was not dating. I had no mate. I still am celibate and choose not to have a mate. But for me, I feel like it's a fear that I'm not facing to go out and have a mate. But also, I'm feeling the hurt and the mess that is in my mother, who's very important to me. So, Queen, I heard your advice and your knowledge in taking baths and things. Well, what is there to do for myself? I am the seed of both my parents, and I'm grateful for them. I've turned around and told them thank you, and I'm still in contact with both of them.
You're talking about letting go of your fear.
Yes, and going out, making that first step, because I am 21 now, and I've started my own career,
mm-hmm.
but making that first step to
mm-hmm.
go out that way.
Yeah, well, there's different ways of approaching going out into the world. You don't need to go out and get drama and trauma. So when, and just in the earliest and the purest in the beginning, because you're at that place, you are celibate. That says not many women are celibate at your age. So you don't need to just go out there. You need to be introduced in a proper way by women or men who are very, who you have a great reverence for and appreciation for. So that person that is being introduced to you, they are prepared. They said, this is a very divine woman, and this is who she is. So you don't just have any and everybody come in, into your life, and then you do a hit and a miss.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have, in culture, that's how it is anyway. You are actually going to be introduced. This is your mate. This is the family. This is why you're coming together. You can, because the point of a relationship is to build family, to build community, to build a healthy society. So we didn't play with that. We didn't just like you just have a little girlfriend here, a little boyfriend here. You hit and miss. You get pregnant.
you get to, you get you know, you get an abortion and you get womb trauma. So that's what's out there in the world. So I would say that you need to he needs to be brought to you. He needs to be introduced to you, not just any type of thing. So you are lotus blossom, that it should come to you as opposed to you seeking it. When you say I'm ready, then he will show up. You'll have friends, you'll have family who they see a young man who is really bright and very positive and who has a head on his shoulder, who is a prosperous young man who has his business skills up. That's the one. And they're going to meet. They're going to let you meet. And then, and you're not going to go into an intimate physical relationship with him. You're going to actually do a few seasons together of healing and cleansing and so on. And then you have families, and you go into family meetings. And families begin to meet each other. So that's like, to me, that's basic for where you are. You're on another level. So you might as well just go all the way since you've gone this far and you've been able to keep yourself. So once you let that fear, the fear is of am I going to go through the same pain as everybody else around me?
Yeah.
So that's truly what you don't want to go through. So if you can have, if you can open yourself up to that level, then that stream of energy is going to start coming through. Spring and summer, that's when it starts pouring in. But you want to be introduced properly. You don't want to just find somebody in the grocery store, find somebody walking down the street. You don't really want that, you know. And if that person wants to meet you, they got to go through a few portals. They got to go through your girlfriend and your uncle and your aunt. You know, they got to go through, and they'll have more respect.
I heard you specifically.
They got to go through some portal gates to get to the queen, the princess. Mm-hmm.
Very true. So I hope that information helped you. Yep, and the call dropped by accident, but I know she received the information very well. So we're going to bring Alicia on really quickly to reiterate the information. And Alicia, you're on the line again.
Wonderful, wonderful. If you have enjoyed the information that Queen of Four has shared with you today, please text us if you would like to go forth and do the divorce detox, not just talk about it and have a few minutes to chat with Queen, but you see the value in it. You are ready to take the next steps in your wellness, in your emotional wellness, which is going to benefit you physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Text me at 404-401-48. 404-401-7448. I will be working tonight until at least midnight, calling everybody back so that we can schedule you this Thursday to do a pre-purchase consultation with Queen. After you all talk, she will then send you over to the Wellness Pharmacy so that you can purchase your 21-day kit and it can be shipped right out to you. So again, 404-401-7448. 404-401-7448. Key in the word divorce detox, your name and email address, and we will call you tonight so we can schedule you for Thursday for a pre-purchase consultation with the Queen.
And we also want to say officially that this will be the first of many times
Woo-hoo!
That the world will be joining us every third Monday on Conversations
yes,
with the
at
Queen.
9
so
p.m.
make sure you
yes.
come on back and support us. And thank you to everybody who listened in and calls in. Thank you to Alicia for reaching out to us. We really appreciate this opportunity. And thank you, the Queen of Four herself, for being so awesome and wonderful and inspiring so many young
thank
women
you.
To follow
thank
the path.
You.
So thank you, everybody, as well as Nels for being on as well and being so humble and playing in the background. All right.
Hey,
thank
you know
you,
how
everybody.
I do.
Thank you, everybody, and peace and blessings to all of you. Okay?
Peace and blessings to you.
Thank you, Hotel.
All right. You have been listening
have been
in
listening.
Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, join us next week for our natural hair show. We are going to be talking about any and everything that has to do with natural hair. So make sure you definitely check that out, as well as check us out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, as well as our blogspot page, which is conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I do hope you all have enjoyed this programming and that it's been enlightening to you and it has enriched your spirit. All right, much love and peace and blessings.
life, everything I ever wanted. Yeah, 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 yeah. My life so real. Before I used to dream I could rule the world. Now it's thorough, I survived the perils and my fly apparel. 745 appeal, no candy paint, no chrome wheels. I close deals, try to see my face on my own bills. The president here, he honest and fair. Pray for the days when the kin of slaves are honored to share. January 20th, I was there. I'm aware the part I played to get young voters to care. Recession is a blessing in disguise. For a new economy to rise, some old has to die. I'm still sipping rosé, PJs, and bees like that. I brung the 87 felines back, stay select. B.I.G.'s dream came correct. Trying to put 700s, they made them, yes. I used to think United College Fund was for bum. Nah, the ghetto advocate for education. Look what I've become.
I used to dream I'd rule the world.
I used to have to imagine. Now I can actually have it.
Here I am.
So here I am.
Oh, I know you used to dream you'd rule the world.
Oh,
I used
to dream.
Rule the world. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. I'm maintaining that's a lame language.
Word.
Paul English, from a wise man, I learned patience. Me not distinguished, it's like a fiendless Queensbridge. I don't say I'm grinding, cause everything I do is redefining. Cause when you know the streets to the science, apply it very moderate to your business and watch you profit. Rap game, NBA to NFL, the kids are yell. Well, I win a fella, end up in the cell, nonsense. Cause they could grow to be part of the Congress. Be responsive to these inner city problems behind a tent with a chauffeur. I rep for the culture, rep for the thugs, and still see eye to eye with Oprah. I was a dreamer, a wisher with hopes for a better life for these kids while I sip a mimosa. I planned, yo. Used to watch a black and white stand, yo. Who's the best next to me that couldn't light a candle?
Yeah. Before I used to dream, I'd rule the world.
Count the amount our true heaters on. Cause we was warring in the peas, it was Vietnam. Now I got you in arenas watching me perform songs, rapping about the same beat in the street I'm from. Thankful for the art form I'm eating from. I never see no losses, I only see one.
Yeah, yeah.